Hi, this is, it's November 15th. We're at the Hotel Springs at the Scuppernong Springs with John and Mike and Ann and Craig. And Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about, give us your whole name and what you're doing out here.
Yeah, my name is Mike Parson. I'm with the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey. And what we're doing today is kind of scoping out this area here in the southern unit of the Kettle Moraine State Forest to try to get some video footage of a project we're working on, which is to update the statewide groundwater monitoring network. And that's a system, it's a network of wells and surface water features that we use in the state of water, in the state of Wisconsin, to kind of keep tabs on the water resources of the state. And we feel that this is an important video to help explain to the public and other people the value of these resources and some of the work that we do. So we kind of came along today as a field trip to check out some of the features here and get some video footage and meet one another. And
very nice. How many sites in the state are you monitoring in this way?
Well, I think we're actively monitoring upwards of 180 sites, working with the U.S. Geological Survey. I'm with the Wisconsin Geological Survey. So it's sort of a state-federal cooperation, also with funding from the Department of Natural Resources of Wisconsin, to fund and then implement and update this monitoring network.
That's really interesting. So at this specific site, you're going to put a flow meter at the down by the bridge that over the Scuppernong River, and then you're going to put like 10 different wells. Can you explain a little bit about what you're going to actually do on this site?
Yeah, so at this site, it really is going to consist of one monitoring station where we're going to install a flow gauge, which is measuring in real time the flow of the creek. And there aren't going to be any wells at this location. It's really looking at the flow of the creek, and we're also going to try to add on a temperature gauge so we can collect temperature records of the water as well.
And is this device solar powered?
It's a battery which can be charged with solar power.
Interesting. So, wow. And can you and this is Ann Corman from the DNR. Can you tell us the assistant director of the Southern Kettle Moraine Unit, right?
Assistant superintendent.
Assistant superintendent. Mm-hmm. Can you describe a little bit more of the DNR's role in this partnership?
Basically, our role is to supply them with a good location and to educate the public as to why the monitoring station is here. And we're hoping to do that through an placement of an EcoBox. And an EcoBox is a hand crank new interpretive tool that the State Parks and Forests are utilizing for educational purposes. And people will be able to approach the box. We'll have a little bit of written information on it. They can crank it, and they will hear Mike's voice, my voice, telling about the project, what the equipment means, why it's
That's
there,
cool.
and what the purpose is, and how
kid-friendly.
Groundwater is important.
Excellent.
So we're just here as a partnership and, you know, helping them do important research.
Right. And Craig Hankler is here also. Craig, can you tell us a little bit about the shock device you brought and your history of doing that here?
You can't see it, but behind us is a backpack shocker. It's a single probe unit we use for sampling fish communities. We, DNR, have been doing sampling right at this site for probably about 8 years now, annually. We use it to sample the fish populations, which tell us what the ongoing water quality is. And we're doing that annually, and we will continue to do it as long as we can, essentially to track climate change as reflected in the populations that live here. So we're really excited about this project because we get the tie-in with the flow, and groundwater has the temperature needs that our predator trout need. We need cool and cold water for trout, so their project, along with the temperature monitor that will be installed, will be able to track.
That's excellent. And you mentioned that the trout population is very healthy in this area. From your past monitoring. And we talked a little bit about
native trout.
We
hope.
Yes.
Native trout, and they are
brown trout.
Brook trout. Naturally reproducing.
But we talked about possibly. I was a little worried that pulling all the crests out, it might have might have messed up the river a little bit, so we'll see what happens and whether the quality of the river has gone up or down since we made that change. Patty just asked, are there any non-native trout in the stream?
I haven't. We've only found brook right through here. Maybe a little further down, we might find some brown.
Right.
Right now, we've got the brook trout.
And John, you're the videographer. Are you? Is that one of your traits of your profession?
That's right. I work for the Water Resources Institute, so we fund projects that. Organizations like the Wisconsin Geologic and Natural History Survey, USGS, other agencies do research on Wisconsin's groundwater and surface water resources. And I'm a videographer. I also work for the Sea Grant Institute there, which is a slightly larger program. But so I make videos about our research and our outreach and education efforts. And so I'm making this video about this groundwater level monitoring network.
What a great partnership you guys came together for this effort. Did you coordinate that, Ann?
No.
This kind of all came together.
We had the
monitoring network project going and sort of felt this would be a natural way to communicate to the public and also to, you know, representatives of the state, you know, in terms of the state assembly
and other
decision makers.
They'll be viewing the output of your video. And
we hope.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's right.
And so that maybe you can channel some of the more funds away from the imperialist war games and start taking care of our own backyard right here. Sorry for the editorial comments.
We can always edit that. Yeah. I don't know. That's great.
Well, we might want to talk about how this stream is protected. The trout are protected in this area, we do not allow people to come back here and fish.
It's an area code 5, isn't it? Can you explain what that area code 5 zone means?
No, not well enough to be.
But it's like no artificial
have
bait.
Take me
no
to
artificial
task
bait.
And
you have to. And you have to. You can't keep any fish.
Correct.
No artificial bait. I know that's two of the rules, but
yeah. Correct.
Well, this is great. Yeah. So we'll be seeing you out here again,
good.
And I really, really enjoyed meeting you all, and we'll look forward to seeing you again sometime soon.
Fantastic.
And if you have anyone else want to add anything, we'll post this little interview on the. And anyone else want to add anything?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Appreciate your time.
Right.
Right.
Thanks for your interest.
Okay. Excellent.
Can you tell us about your blog? How do we find that?
Oh, thanks. It's ScuppernogSpringsNatureTrail.com.
Okay.
www.ScuppernogSpringsNatureTrail.com. And I will definitely, I'll send you a link.
Yeah.
I'll get your emails. I'm trying to, get the site publicized. I've got your emails, and I'll send you all links.
It's a project, like field notes.
It's just a diary.
Right.
You can subscribe to the updates if you want.
Sure.
And
of course,
and
there's trends in there, and we give pictures of things. There's a couple here that takes pictures of wildlife in here, and they've seen some amazing wildlife. And those pictures are on that.
Blog.
So look at them.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll put links to all of your sites on there as well. I don't remember the name of your organization, but I'm going to turn this off.
I'd be happy to do that. Sure.